This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Shin woes continue in this country. Sad fire stories emerge from California. A little bit about what we're talking about here in the United States at this point. Some of you listening to us in other countries, thanks for those notes that you continually send. And as far as the firefighting is concerned, I believe we have an update on those blazes, and it's sad in Northern California. Take a listen.
Not to go into any specific tactics on the fire or objectives, but our overall objectives is always going to be public and firefighter safety. And so yesterday, when we had our fallen firefighter, that occurred, and our condolences certainly go both to the family of Brian Hughes and, of course, our brothers and sisters in the national park, but the entire emergency response community, our condolences.
Yeah, and that's sad, sad story there. Brian Hughes was a firefighter who died battling the Ferguson fire near Yosemite National Park in California. And he captained a really elite team of what they call Arrowhead Hotshots. You may have heard of Hotshots before. And his superintendent said he was motivated, enthusiastic, loved what he was doing. And he was one of thousands of firefighters fighting these deadly fires across California. Eight people, including Hughes, have been killed. Seven are missing. Hundreds of homes have been destroyed. And if you don't know anything about hotshot crews, I had a chance to interview several guys from hotshot crews when I was in television news, and they go right into the wildfires. I mean, they do. They work crazy long hours. They dig lines. They remove trees. They travel long, long distances. They go through these fire seasons where they don't see their families for long stretches of time. And Brian Hughes, was killed after he was hit by a tree, which is, you know, what happens. Sometimes the trees fall, and unfortunately, because that's the whole idea, they're creating these fire lines. And unfortunately, he was right in the path. But boy, to his family, the condolences, because I read a lot about him, and amazing the amount of people that he saved and helped in his career, just in his 30s. 30,000 evacuations, 30,000 evacuations as a result. So that means that there's no question they're taking it obviously, and they always do, seriously. But when they talk about mandatory evacs, it's because of how close those fires come to these homes, and they can't take the chance with the winds, etc., and the dry brush. It's the dry brush that really is crippling in some of these areas in California. And certainly when you get to Santa Ana winds and that kind of thing in the south, it's nasty. Speaking of the winds of change, Rudy Giuliani, of course, one of the advisors around the president, actually acting kind of as a lawyer for the president, talked about what we always talk about, the Russian investigation, and this time Michael Cohen and some of the trouble of that in between. Here's what Giuliani had to say as part of the talking heads over the weekend, reacting to Russia, Russia, Russia.
Judging by Cohen's reaction, I assume he believes he's in trouble. He's not in trouble because of us, because they can't prove any of these things. So it has to be these other things.
Okay, so Michael Cohen, of course, is saying that the president knew everything about Russia, knew about the meeting at the tower, and he's not backing off of this. It's a kind of a collusion bombshell that he dropped about 4 or 5 days ago, and it's one that Rudy Giuliani and others have certainly reacted to. He's saying specifically that the president knew everything about the meeting between the Russian lawyer and his eldest son in June of 2016, including possible political opposition research or dirt on Hillary Clinton. Donnie Deutsch, who's a longtime friend of Michael Cohen, said that he had heard several months ago from Cohen that the president had knowledge of the Trump Tower meeting that many say is evidence of collusion with Russia to steal the White House. Specifically, Deutsch said on MSNBC, it's worth repeating this, what Michael made very clear to me is, number one, nothing went on in this business without Donald knowing about it, and he had led me to believe that he could bring Trump back to Russia. Wow. So where does this go? Is there, you know, Giuliani said it's, they have no proof, blah, blah, blah. So this, we'll see where it all ends up, I guess, is, you know, Michael Cohen saying that the president knew everything about Russia, and then a friend backing that up. But does it mean anything if there is not a serious direct link, or does it become, well, they said it, and so, you know, it's because he's caught in this vice, because they have other things, they've got him on other things, so this is just a way to get around that. Again, you know, if you're going to go after the president, any president, it doesn't have to be Trump, it could be whoever it is, the idea is, and they know this, you've got to have serious evidence, not just speculation, because the speculation part just will not cut it if you're trying to bring down a president. Then what happens with Paul Manafort, whose trial is about to get underway, where he, in fact, dropped the appeal of a civil case against Mueller because that was one direction that he was going in, and Manafort filed the initial lawsuit in January against him and the Justice Department and the Deputy Attorney General, who appointed Mueller as special counsel, but a federal judge dismissed the case, saying that civil proceedings were not the appropriate vehicle for Manafort to try to chip away at his authority. So watch and see where this ends up, because Mueller says Manafort earned $60 million from that whole Ukraine consulting thing. So he's charged in federal court with undisclosed foreign lobbying and money laundering. He pled not guilty to the allegations, but that case is coming up and it's supposed to go to trial in mid-September. And remember, Manafort's bail was revoked last month and he was ordered to await trial from a jail cell. He's appealing that decision and that appeal is still active. So no word on whether he wins that or not. We'll see also where that ends up. But Manafort and Michael Cohen, both, I think, working in different areas to try to connect the president to their particular plights, which is what Rudy Giuliani is saying about Michael Cohen. And I think if Michael Cohen, whatever Michael Cohen says sticks, then Manafort, I think, will use that as a bellwether, too. All right, hang with us. Much more coming your way. We've just scratched the surface here on ATN with me, Kate Delaney.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight! tonight.
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
You can reach us here on America Tonight. Go to katedelaneyradio.com. We do a cool segment called Invade the Man Cave, and I've got a podcast now. I'm on my third episode, Invade the Man Cave. You can hook up with us there as well. And there's some other exciting ways to get in touch, and I will be talking about those. I've got my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, coming out in just a couple of weeks. The advanced copies are already here. And Nathan is actually mentioned in the acknowledgments, the technical maestro who joins us from time to time on the air, but does such an incredible job for this show and so many others for the network. And Nathan, hello.
Howdy.
I was wondering, there's this new phenomenon called ghosting. And what ghosting is it means because we have a hot job market, particularly for young people, that when people get job, they just ghost, they call them ghosting. So they blow off scheduled job interviews, they accept offers but don't show up for the first day, they vanish from existing positions and not give notice, they just skip out on appointments and that kind of thing. And they, you know, this, not that this couldn't have happened before, but just that businesses are reporting that 20 to 50% of job applicants and workers are pulling no-shows in some sort of form, like I just mentioned. So now with hiring practices, they're having to kind of modify what they do. So here's what I would say, that with this ghosting on the rise, where as of May 2018 compared to December of 2000, it's 2.4%. That's the share of all workers who quit jobs to take another one, and May was the highest month. That means that you got to get better at picking the right candidates, but you also have to offer them something better too, right? If you have more choices.
Well, yeah. I mean, everyone deserves something better, Kate.
Yes, yes, that's true.
Especially if you're putting in the time.
Yes, if you're putting in the time, especially,
but
I agree.
Isn't the word, didn't the word just used to be flaky? I mean...
Flaky!
I don't understand. Ghosting. Ghosting is just a fancy, newer word for being a flake, you know, for not answering back emails, and which, you know, by the way, just because it goes straight to your phone and you go, oh, I know you have it in your phone right now, it doesn't mean that people are jerks for not answering you immediately.
I agree.
And calling that ghosting is, or flaking, or whatever it is,
is ridiculous. Mm. But here's the thing. I would say I've never done that. If I was going to quit a job, I quit the job. Or if, you know, I just didn't do that. I just didn't, because here's what I didn't want to do. I liked the coworkers, so I wasn't going to walk away and leave them shorthanded, because sometimes that's what happens. And I've seen this when I've been traveling. I've seen it where it's happened to people, and they're juggling everybody else's job because people walk off. That's sad, I think.
Yep.
Right.
I've definitely had to do my share of covering.
Oh, me too.
Yep.
Shorthanded is terrible, because then it becomes more stressful for the people that are there, and that just ratchets up even if you have a great personality. So, how long have you been in radio?
Since 2013, maybe.
Oh, so a little bit.
Just a little.
Just a little bit. I've been in radio 25 years, since I got out of college.
Yep.
Crazy. But TV, too. So crazy to see how things have changed. But some things have changed in a really cool direction. All right, Nathan, thank you.
Thank you, Kate.
I love what he
said. Congrats on your new book.
Thank you. I love what Nathan said about flaking is the better word versus ghosting, and it's just a fancy word. He's totally right. That's what we do. We reinvent it. We'll call it ghosting. People are ghosting interviews. So, like, when I think of the word ghosting, it doesn't make me think of blowing off work, but they're calling it that because they're saying blowing off work in a strong economy, and they're saying that with unemployment near an 18-year low of 3.8%, there are more job openings for unemployed people than we've seen in a long, long time. They are out there and getting offered something better, so then they end up grabbing that instead. And that's something they wouldn't have done before, because when you're stuck and you've got to feed your economic engine, you're sticking with things longer. In fact, there was a real estate photographer or photography place, Jay First, it's called, Real Estate Photography. It's in Minneapolis. It's a firm with 11 people, 4 job candidates, they say, haven't shown up for interviews in the past 2 years. The CEO has been holding initial interviews, he says, with groups of up to 30 people for roles like photographers and receptionists. And he said he didn't care if half show up. He sets it up so it's competitive, and that the interviewees want the job more, he says, and then he does the subsequent interviews to the smaller groups to try to cut back on the amount of flakes, we'll call them. Flakes. Oh, so interesting, isn't it? Different world, baby. World. All right, I'm going to continue to go down this road, because this is what I like about America Tonight. I always say America Tonight is about what you're talking about in your backyard, and what I'm talking about in my backyard, whether it's on the West Coast, East Coast, the South, Southwest, Midwest, etc. Just pick any place in the United States. So immigration has become not a dirty word, but it's become the word that's ignited a tug of war for all kinds of people. And every place I've lived, immigration has been discussed. So multiply that by the amount of time I've been in radio, and it's been talked about my entire career. Only it's morphed into something different. So right now, a federal judge on Monday ordered the administration to transfer all undocumented immigrant minors out of a detention facility in Texas because they're saying there's allegations of abuse and over-medicating children. The U.S. District Judge ruled that conditions at the Shiloh Residential Treatment Center in Manville, Texas, violated a court settlement of how the government has to care for minors who enter the country illegally or on their own or were separated from their parents. So this is the latest problem that's happened, a serious problem. And the ruling follows a separate ruling from one where there was an independent monitor that was overseeing conditions at facilities that house immigrant minors. Think about the treatment of the minors. This is the heart of a lawsuit in which the Trump administration has been forced to reunite about 1,500 kids who were separated from their parents along the border. The ACLU says they missed the deadline. They failed to reunite hundreds of other minors who were separated. And here's the big dirty secret. Half of these kids are just all over the place, and they don't even know who they're reuniting the people with, and there's problems with that, not reuniting someone in the wrong direction. And this is what I would say. Boy, oh boy, it is a rocky road if you decide you're going to come into the United States and put yourself in that precarious position, and it wasn't that way before. So before it was like, okay, well, you know, this is what this is what you do. You go over the border, you risk it, but you're not worried about separation. And now that it's definitely a thing, and it's not just a threat, and we've seen what's happened there. Now there's the reuniting of kids, but before that, it was catch as catch can. So that's become part of the big problem of this. I do think ultimately anyone who's supposed to be reunited will be reunited, but I don't think that's happening overnight. I do not think that's even possible to do that, because you're going to have to, they're going to have to dig up a lot of these kids in different states and try to figure out who they're reuniting them with. How about this? Retirement. Tom Brady is going to turn 41 on Friday. No hint of retirement from him, although he's asked about it a ton because of his age. How about Alex Trebek, the Jeopardy host? His contract expires in 2020. The 78-year-old has been at the helm of the game show since 1984. He's hinting at retirement. Who would take over that role? That'd be interesting to see. Stay with us.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. A new VA secretary is sworn in at the White House. President Donald Trump makes it official for Robert Wilkie, who'd served as Pentagon Undersecretary.
As our new VA secretary, I have absolute confidence that Robert will continue our historic progress on behalf of our nation's veterans. Last year, we passed the landmark VA Accountability Act.
Secretary Wilkie reportedly plans to reassign several high-ranking political appointees at the agency to improve morale. Redding, California Police Chief Roger Moore is homeless. His family's house, among the hundreds of homes destroyed by the deadly car fire, the largest blaze among the 17 wildfires still burning in California. Now he's adjusting to a new reality.
You get up in the morning and think, gosh, where's my razor? You know, because the first couple of days I didn't have a razor. And so just the little necessities, the basics of life, socks, you know, just the things that you would just take for granted.
Chief Moore speaking to ABC News. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
That the brutal regime in Iran must never be allowed to possess a nuclear weapon. Never. We encourage all nations to pressure Iran to end the full range of its malign activities. The United States welcomes the partnership of Italy in these vital efforts.
Nuclear war, always the threat, right? That hovers around us for decades. Donald Trump, the prez, is saying he's willing to meet Iran's leaders with no preconditions. He held a news conference with Italian Prime Minister Conte, and Trump was asked if he'd be willing to meet the Iranian president, Hassan Rouhani. And what he said was, you know what, speaking to other people, especially when we're talking about the potential of war, death, and famine, you meet. He said he had a great meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin and with representatives from NATO. He also met with North Korean leader, as we know, Kim Jong-un in June, saying that due to this, we haven't had a missile fired in 9 months. We got our prisoner back. He said, I would certainly meet with Iran if they wanted to meet. I don't know if they're ready to meet. They're having a hard time right now. I ended the Iran deal. It was a ridiculous deal. He talked about believing they would probably end up wanting to meet, and he's ready to meet anytime they want to. And he said, I don't do it from strength or from weakness. I think it's an appropriate thing to do if we could work out something that's meaningful, not the waste of paper that the other deal was. I would certainly be willing to meet. It's interesting because the pressure is certainly on Iran. Sanctions on Iran are due to be restored in the next week, and the Iranian currency has plummeted to its lowest level ever, so there's a lot of fear of civil unrest, of course. The timing could be right. The pressure is there, just like in North Korea. Iran's foreign ministry has said over the last 24 hours they don't want talks with the U.S., saying the U.S. was unreliable, so engagement and dialogue with the current government is impossible. I want to see where this ends up. I do agree with what the president says. I mean, no matter what, if you're talking about what's on the line, then you meet if you can meet. Of course, why wouldn't you? We took the foot off the gas and off the back of the Iranians when we took away those sanctions in the first place. I thought that was a big mistake, and for the reasons we're seeing. What's going on with the people there? How are they living? And then look at now what Iran can turn around and do to us, threatening oil exports, and that's what they're doing to try to throw it back on the U.S. a couple of weeks ago. That's what Rouhani said, that, listen, we can threaten what's happening with oil if you want to mess around with these sanctions. You got to think about, where does the oil go through? The Strait of Hormuz. So that would squelch oil sales. Hormuz is a shipping choke point at the mouth of the Gulf, if you were to look at a map. And it means tankers carrying about 30% of all traded crude oil go through there and other liquids. So you think of OPEC, the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries like Saudi Arabia and Iraq. They export most of their crude through the strait. Iran is looking to improve relationships with their neighbors in the Persian Gulf. Whether they're successful or not, who knows? Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and will that work or not? Iran and the European Union are trying to salvage the 2015 accord that lifted sanctions on that country in exchange for concessions on its nuclear work. But the president withdrew from the international agreement. He said it wasn't worth the paper. You heard me just say that. And is restoring U.S. sanctions. So even the supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, is saying that negotiating with the U.S. would be useless. So pay attention to that. It's so interesting because we have this Iran situation, and then concerns over nukes, and the same thing with North Korea, but we haven't had any missile tests with North Korea since the meeting. So I would agree that is successful if we haven't seen that. I mean, I would deem that pretty successful. But it's always the threat that hovers, the threat that we don't really even think about maybe necessarily or talk about, maybe often enough. You know, if you go back and you look at the 50s where they had the duck and cover drills and there was always, oh, what if the nuclear proliferation, the Russians and the button and the red phones and some of the exaggerated stories. And now, more than ever, there still could be that threat hanging in the balance, and especially with Iran and especially with North Korea, even if temporarily, we've seen kind of a thawing of what's happened with North Korea, but it's really all about not allowing those nukes to continue to be produced and be pointed in directions that our loved ones live, not toward the United States, certainly. And that goes for the European Union and others who don't want to see the same thing for their people either. So interesting times as far as that's concerned, but very little conversation, I guess, over it. You know, like there's reason to be concerned. There's any time you've got somebody or a country where we have no relationship with them, but yet they do have some clout when it comes to nukes, you have to ask yourself, what are the odds? What's the possibility of that happening? By the way, while all of that's going on the other side of the world, there is a threat to possibly shut down the government, right? And what is the threat? The president is reiterating, and he did this on Monday, to shut down the government this fall if Congress doesn't deliver on the demand to crack down on immigration by enforcing security on the border with Mexico. And guess what? Build the wall. He says, if we don't get border security after many, many years of talk within the United States, I have no problem doing a shutdown. I have no problem doing it whatsoever. We have the worst immigration laws anywhere in the world. Will that happen? I think he's serious. Now, on the Hill, they're saying, we want to keep the government up and functioning. Orrin Hatch, the senator from Utah, the longest serving Republican in the Senate, said it's a negotiating technique, and that's why he's saying it, but it might be an ill-advised one. He knows the game, but we don't want to do that again. Nobody wants that to happen. So what is going on with these appropriation bills? The appropriation bill is necessary to keep the government operating before September 30th. It has to pass 12 appropriation bills. The end of the fiscal year is the 30th of September. Between those bills and a short-term spending measure to bridge the gap, the Republicans believe they can push off any potential fights, including over border wall funding, until later in the fall. That's another one of those, we'll see. Even the Democrats, Senator Richard Durbin from Illinois, said the comments are, I like how what he called it, a red meat toss, because it can't be taken seriously. But I don't know. I don't know that it's a red meat toss. Maybe in a way that is politics, but I wouldn't be stunned if it happened, if there was a government shutdown. I wouldn't be stunned at all by that. How about this? The midterm, 98 days to go until the November election. Wow, can you believe it? The most competitive areas include a lot of kind of rural districts that voted for the president, if we go back to 2016. And some of the battlegrounds are pretty interesting. I've been doing some research on this. Republican retirements has led to 42 open seats, but many of them well-entrenched incumbents in competitive districts whose retirements are valuable for Democrats. Where does that end up? There are some definite gaps in some of these battleground areas, though, and one possibility, and the New York Times, they wrote extensively about this, is that Democrats are unexpectedly putting conservative districts into play because the overall national political environment, they say, is more favorable to Democrats than the generic ballot polls imply. We've heard that before, and it's gone in a much different direction. Certainly the retirements do make things a little bit interesting. And what did the demographics say of those who are voting? That's the key thing. And especially in rural working class areas, the ones that voted for the Prez in 2016. But broader in the urban areas, is it better for the Democrats? That's what's being asked. It's, to me, what's the staggering number in all of this is 98 days until the November election. 98 days. Feels like we've been talking about it forever. Speaking of numbers, we can count coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partner with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
When it comes to the world of money, 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 how about this? This is what Coca-Cola is saying. Coca-Cola says that the tariffs are raising prices on soft drinks. Dang. If you want to drink that sugar water, you're going to pay more money. So Coca-Cola and the company's other carbonated soft drinks have been boosted in response to the administration's imposition of tariffs on imports. That's according to the CEO of Coca-Cola. He said, it's necessary. We've got higher production costs for cans due to the recent 10% tariff increase on aluminum imports. It's disruptive for our customers, but we have to do it. Because about 60% of beer made and sold in the U.S. comes in aluminum cans or bottles, brewers could have to pay up to $348 million, and the tariff could lead to 20,000 people losing their jobs in the industry. Wow. That's the Beer Institute. Coca-Cola is saying that they're going to raise their prices by 2% in the second half of the year because of, again, the tariffs. Well, people drinking soda. I guess that's a way to reduce it. Water sounds really good right now, doesn't it? It's a healthier choice. You're drinking that water? Of course, right? This is always scary to me when you find animals or giant in weird places. So out of Redding, California, Aries, the 14-foot python, missing because of the fires, was found safe on Monday. The snake's owner said the python was discovered coiled up in a milk crate on Monday morning. A neighbor found it in his backyard after searchers couldn't locate it anywhere. The owner said, oh, it's quite a relief. Aries is a lavender albino python, 3 inches in diameter. It's kind of a pretty snake, I have to say. But the python versus everything else that's going on there, I mean, I guess a pet is a pet, right? To each his own, but it would be scary for somebody to have come across, I think, the python that didn't know it was a pet down the street. Luckily, it was just the neighbor next door. A $100 million wrongful death lawsuit has been filed in the Branson duck boat accident. Relatives of two of the nine Indianapolis family members killed when that duck boat sank in Missouri have filed that lawsuit. Duck boats are death trap for passengers and pose grave danger to the public on water and land. That was what was said outside of a courthouse. The lawsuit blames the July 19th tragedy on decades of unacceptable, greed-driven, and willful ignorance of safety by the duck boat industry. Families are looking for that $100 million against the owners of Ride the Duck, the Ducks, Branson. The Coleman family victims were among 17 people killed when that tour boat sank in Branson, Missouri. Such a sad, sad story. Shocking. Honestly, shocking story, that's for sure. Still some questions to be answered, I believe, there. Privacy and updating privacy is so big these days after what happened with Facebook, etc. So Amazon is jumping all over this. And they're saying that they're trying to protect people by telling them to remove their Amazon public profile. They're saying it's created automatically whether you want it or not. It's got comments and ratings and all these other kinds of things, but you don't have to have it. You can put your cursor on the accounts and list button and then click on your account, and you can click the profile link, edit the link, and then bada bing, you are not public anymore. So easy to do that. You can make your list private. You can stop Amazon from tracking your browsing, but you have to do it. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people will have to be activated, not by Alexa, but by themselves, to protect the privacy that they could enjoy while using Amazon products and services. They do not have to be in the mix. You got to think about that with everything you sign on to. You know when it says automatically sign you in? No, don't automatically sign you in. It's easy for someone to steal your password. Even if it's a hassle, just remember your passwords and sign in each and every single time. It's that easy. How about this? Warner Brothers with a world theme park opening in Abu Dhabi. Very popular place to go. And it opened on July 25th. Roller coasters, rides themed to Batman and Wonder Woman, characters like Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, all of that. 22 acres, there's your number. Fairly small if you compare it to Disneyland and Universal Studios and those kinds of places. A $1 billion price tag. Ooh. Batman Night Flight takes passengers on simulated journeys above Gotham City using robotic arm technology. That sounds good. Just like the Harry Potter ride that was developed by Universal that you swoop and dive through scenic sets and in tandem with media projected onto screens. I did that. It was pretty breathtaking, I have to say. And 22 acres is smaller, but they think it's just enough for Abu Dhabi. Additional theme parks are located 40 miles away in Dubai, including the IMG Worlds of Adventure. Then there's a movie-themed Motion Gate Dubai, Legoland Dubai, and Bollywood Parks. So it's become an area that's big for that, for theme parks, for travelers, for people in the area, etc. Very, very, very popular. Have you ever ridden a motorcycle? Any desire to ride a motorcycle? Harley Davidson is saying they plan to spend hundreds of millions of dollars to simulate growth through new motorcycles in the next 4 years. Smaller bikes is what they're looking at, with an engine size between 250 and 500 cc. Initially sold only in India, but sales, they say, could expand to Southeast Asia. Mid-size bikes, including a first adventure touring model capable of off-highway use. They also reaffirm their plans to launch the first electric motorcycle in 2019. That's kind of interesting. An electric motorcycle. Wonder how long it takes to fill it up, so to speak. Adventure touring motorcycles are huge now. Bikes that are legal on the highway, but you can also do the dirt track thing. But for the electric bike, to bounce back to that, they're calling it Live Wire. And they've done all kinds of tests on it. They've done 12,000 demo rides for motorcycle people around the world because they're trying to get it right. And they're saying that they're going to spend specifically between $675 million and $825 million to try to generate more than $1 billion in additional annual revenue in 2022. So they're looking at cost savings. They're looking at what, doing research on what people want more of. And, of course, Harley in the news because of what they've had to do as far as production is concerned in moving from the U.S. to overseas factories in India, Brazil, and Thailand. The bikes can be built and shipped to Europe without the steep tariffs. That's why they're doing it. That prompted a series of tweets from the president, who chastised Harley for manufacturing motorcycles outside the U.S. as he's trying to renegotiate these trade deals. Harley's saying its U.S. motorcycle sales fell in the recent quarter ending July 1st, and they reported a 6.4% drop in profit. So they're looking at emerging markets, China, Brazil, Mexico, because they're seeing some growth there, and I think with some of the smaller motorcycles, that growth would be pretty big, like in an India, let's say. Music means we're out of time. Thank you, you and the tall guy in the back, for listening to this version of America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9-11. Through 9-11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.